All right. We are here and we are live on the Dory on Purpose show. Welcome. What's up, Kim Possible Friends? Boy, do we have a show for you today. Let me tell y'all something right now. Y'all better buckle up because this story right here is going to change some lives. I told my girl Kim Friends, I don't know if I can do what you do, girlfriend, because this one right here is absolutely special. So I am super excited to be here today. You all know that today and every day in the month of March, we are honoring some phenomenal female entrepreneurs during Women's History Month here on the Dory on Purpose show. So we only got 30 minutes and we got a lot to talk about this morning. So I want to hop right into this conversation. I'm going to bring her picture to the front here as I highlight my good girlfriend. Now, let me stop playing. Oh, here it is. My good girlfriend, Miss Kim Possible French. Let me give you some information on Kim. Kim was born and raised in Philadelphia and discovered her entrepreneurial spirit early in life, okay? Selling candy apples at the age of 10, managing a paper route at 13, and obtaining her first summer job at 14 years old. At the age of 17, Kim had a beautiful life-changing experience and gave birth to her first baby boy, who she called Sun, not S-O-N, S-U-N, because he shined, in December of 1980. That experience encouraged her to really step up her game, and she became the neighborhood Avon lady. Girl, you too much. At the age of 18, as the oldest child and grandchild on both sides, leadership came naturally. She always worked in multiple fields to provide a life for her and her son, that is S-U-N. But in March of 2006, after years of working, Kim made the bold decision to leave corporate America with no plan B, just faith and determination. 19, can somebody put 19 in the chat? 19 years later, she proudly remains unemployed on purpose and now has two sons and four grandsons to build her legacy for. Her journey has spanned from notary services, real estate investing, and a lot of network marketing, which developed her mind into success. And in the past year, the digital industry has become her passion. With lower work hours and higher profitability, it's the key to sustaining financial freedom and leaving a legacy. In January 2024, Kim added another life-changing experience. This time, it was devastation. She lost her firstborn son, which fueled her fire to build a legacy for her four grandchildren. Setting up a trust fund to create generational wealth for generations to come also fueled Kim to show other grandparents how to break generational curses and do the same. That's why we call her the Millionaire Me-Mom. And that's when the Millionaire Me-Mom was actually born. Kim believes in prayer, goal setting, multiple streams of income, the right circle, and keeping her options open. And these principles have kept her thriving as a full-time entrepreneur for 19 years. My God, what a story. What a story, Kim Possible French. I remember the cartoon Kim Possible. And when I met you, I was like, okay, that's real cool. But as I got to know you, I know that possible had a whole different meaning. We kind of talked about it, Kim, in your bio, but what prompted you to become a full-time entrepreneur? Tell me about the last day, because I know the story and I want the world to know. The last day you decided that you were ever going to work for anybody else.
It was a cold day in March. And I just got to the point I said, I can't take it no more. I was 11 hours away from home between the job and the lunch hour and the commute. I said, I'm never going to do it if I don't step out on faith, put it in God's hands, and just do it. I walked out of the last job I had, Jefferson Hospital, and never returned. It has been 19 years to this day. I did not have a plan. I put it in God's hands, and something about God I know we all know this. You say, God, open the door. I'm walking through. You walk through and God provided. Things just started coming my way because I stepped out in faith.
I know that's right. What is the, outside of the selling the candy apples, and I do want to know a little bit about your job as the Avon lady in Philadelphia. I know you come from the Logan section of Philadelphia. We have our own inside jokes about the Logan section of Philadelphia, which we won't discuss on this show. But tell me what it was like at 18 years old to be the Avon lady, and what kind of money were you bringing in at 18 years old?
Back then, Avon still is one of the oldest network marketing companies there is. But at that time, I didn't know nothing about network marketing. They did not have a website. They would send me the books. I would give them to the neighbors, take their order, come back, deliver their order, and collect the money. And I was making some pretty good money back then. I was 18 years old, had just finished school. I wasn't on welfare. A lot of girls in the neighborhood, we all had babies at teenagers. I didn't get a welfare check. My mom said, we're not doing that because she had a job. My check from Avon was double of what the welfare checks were. Like, I was that girl in the neighborhood. I was balling. And I did that from door to door. It was just a routine I put together. It was to help take care of my son.
I know that's right, because I don't remember anybody in the neighborhood who did not have an Avon book in their house. So Avon, really, all of us network marketers need to pay homage to Amway and Avon, because they really were the ones who put it down. I'm telling you, what kind of emotions did you have walking out of that job? You know, most people nowadays are now understanding that there's no such thing as a good job. I mean, my daughter works for the government and they're shaking that thing up. And I have friends who work in corporate America and it shook up over there. But back in the day, working for Jefferson Hospital was a good job. I mean, how did people feel when they saw you walk away? You were married at the time, right?
Yes.
So tell me what the emotions were like walking away from a job, because a lot of people in today's economy have to get the courage to do that right now. And you did it at a time when it wasn't even shaken up. How did you find the strength to do that?
It was just determination. I only was at Jefferson for 2 years. Before I went to Jefferson, I left the city. I was at the police department. I left there and went to Jefferson. And I said, I'm not going to keep bouncing from job to job because I know what I want to do. When I tell you the emotions, walking from 8th and Chestnut to the Broad Street subway, I cried all the way to the subway because I kept saying, I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not coming back.
No 2 week notice.
No. I told the boss, I said, I'm not feeling well. I'm going to go home, because I'm at my desk and I couldn't stop crying. She looked at me. She looked at the little nurse. She said, okay. Because normally you ask to leave. I told her I was leaving. And I left. I got home. At the time, I had a supportive husband. I said, listen, I'm quitting. I can't do this no more. You know I'm an entrepreneur. He said, okay, so what you going to do? I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. It was crickets. The look on his face was like, what the hell do you mean you don't know? I said, if you could just please just give me some time. I promise I'm going to do something. If it doesn't happen, I will go back to work. Because I never had a problem finding what they call a good job. When they said you left, I said, you can have it. It's not good to me. I'm a boss. So he gave me, I think he said, you got 6 months. Well, our first month I took off. I'm laying around like I'm a queen. I don't have to work. Well, a month went by. I said, okay, girl, get it together, because he's going to send you back. I went to someone that told me about being a notary signing agent. And it kind of resonated to me, because when I left the job, I said, let me refinance this house, because I've been a homeowner since I was 30. I said, I'm going to refinance and pull some money out just in case I need a little cushion. And the person that came to my house was a notary signing agent. I had never heard of it. So the friend told me about it. I said, wait a minute, that must be my calling. Mm-hmm. Well, 30 days later, French Mobile Notary was my first business. And to this day, I still have French Mobile Notary. It is 19 years old. And that was my first source of income.
Now, I know during the pandemic, French Mobile Notary, you know, took a little hit because we couldn't go out. and you were going to places, but I just saw recently you pulling that bag down the hallway, going out to do that business. So I'm super excited the fact that you were able to pivot and after the pandemic and get back to doing that as well as all of the other things that you do. So French Mogul Notary, y'all see it right there on the screen. If you're looking for a mogul notary, you need to get with the Millionaire Me Mom. I'm going to keep it moving because I got a lot of questions for you, Kim. My next question is, over the 19 years, I know there's been many lessons and many losses. I know there's been many, 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 many victories. But if you could just reach in and pull out one of your most exciting moments, one of the most victorious moments in your career, outside of walking away from that job, what would it be? What would you like to share with the people?
Well, it was right in the beginning when I really got deep into being a notary signing agent, because people think a notary public just stamp a paper and make $5. There are so many ways notaries can make money. And as a signing agent, that's one of them. And back in 2006, I tripled my Jefferson income paycheck within 2 months. And I was like, yes, oh, I'm an entrepreneur heaven. I did it. And for 2 years, I'm walking around, I'm just an entrepreneur heaven. But guess what happened? In 2009, the real estate market crashed. I know everybody know about that. The whole bottom fell out, and the notary signing agent is a part of the real estate industry. And my income dwindled down to the point where I thought that he was going to send me back to work. I was depressed. And that's when I discovered network marketing. And the lesson from that was to never, ever, ever have one source of income. I don't care how it is. You don't know what's going to happen.
You better say it again. She said never. Say that one more time for me, Kim. Because people
never, ever, ever, ever have one source of income.
You know, every day I've been interviewing different women, and they've been having, I call one my Twilight-ism, my Georgette-ism. I think this is going to be one of your isms. I'm going to put it on the screen. Never, ever, ever, ever have one source of income. Because I know you believe that in your heart. I know you. And I know you don't play about that. You don't play about having multiple streams of income. And I admire you for that, because some people think, oh, she all over the place. Oh, no, 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 no. She got a schedule. I watch her work, and I know her personally, that every business that she tap into bring money into her house. And if it don't, my girl will tap out.
I'm tapping out. So you think I'm all over the place. Nope. I'm in that multiple stream, because I'm telling you, that was a valuable lesson. I was lying. He would come home and say, you still got your pajamas on. I said, oh, I did my closings all around, just relaxing. Girl, I ain't had no closings. It was going down, down, down. And I said, oh my God, he gonna send me back to work. When I say depressed, I was in a state of depression. Because after being free for 3 years, you can't go back to something like that.
It's like stretching a rubber band. Like, you ever stretch the rubber band so much that you cannot get it back to its original size. Like, your mind has been stretched so much.
Exactly.
Speaking of your mind, that takes me to the next thing. I wish you had sent me a picture. I never have met anyone who does mindset like you do. I think that's the reason why you've been able to celebrate 19 years. I remember before, and we're not going to talk about that yet because I want you to talk about it, before that devastating act that happened last year, because we try to keep it clean, but we are going to cuss one time today because I want you to tell the audience what you told 2024, but that's later in the show, okay? That's later in the show. But when did you learn mindset the way you did? I remember seeing a picture on your bed, and you had all types of quotes all around your bed, on your wall. Like, you don't play when it comes to mindset building. And I know, because I know you personally, every single day you dedicate a certain amount of time to that. Can you talk to us about why that's so important to you?
I learned that in network marketing. I never knew about personal development until I got into network marketing, and that was after the notary business. And the first thing they teach you in network marketing, that's why I love it, they teach you mindset and personal development. And then I learned your mind is what you tell it. I have my personal mentors that I hang out with every day, like Jim Rohn, you know, the late Jim Rohn. We talk every day. Mindset is everything. People that keep telling themselves, I can't, that's why you can't. I tell myself, I can and I will. And personal development, vision boards, I have a wall in there. I even write down on cards and I spread them out sometimes. I'm very big on mindset because my life is showing me that it works.
I see it. I see it all over you. And for the audience, this has nothing to do with the show. But if you ever have an opportunity to visit Kim at her house, I've been to two of her houses so far. Don't even worry about bringing a fork and a knife because you can eat off the floor. I won't even let her in my house. She cannot go past my front door because she won't be talking about me. This is probably the cleanest. I know people keep a clean house, but baby, you can't touch her. I wish we could take you on a tour through her house. I'm talking pristine clean. It's out of control. Can we just say it's out of control? Okay, anyway, so let's move along. So you get into network marketing. That's where you and I met, actually. We met for Life Changes. And you didn't know I existed. I didn't know you existed. And we are such kindred spirits that tell them about the time that you found out that who I was. And you're like, whoa, what's going on here? Because she don't play about her personal development and getting to the people who can get her to the money. So what happened in TLC to make us meet? You tell the story because you tell it so good.
I think we was on one of the calls and you had to do a testimony. So I heard your name and I heard your voice. And then one time we was at a meeting and I saw you. And then I stumbled on your Facebook page. I said, who is Dory? I want this Dory a part of my organization. I would like to work with her. I like her energy. And then I asked somebody, who is Dory Ray? And they said, oh, that's your regional. I said, my regional? Why didn't I meet her? And I think I don't know how I got your number. I inboxed you, but I reached out to you. And then I said, she live in Philadelphia. Like, I said, who trying to keep her away from me? And I just reached out to you, and we just clicked from that day. Many years ago, but we still in the industry. And you the one told me about the amazing digital marketing.
Come on now. We're going to get there. Just slow it down. We're going to get there because we got to get through this here process of questions. So I want to kind of take them chronologically. You got into network marketing. That has worked out very well for you because it's kept you unemployed along with your notary business. And we stayed in network marketing. I remember, and unlike many people who moved around, you stayed at the same company. How long have you been with the same company? Even though you don't promote it a lot, but you still have a website with that company. And they're starting to kind of have a rebirth, if I must say, right about now. Tell us a little bit. And you're able to say the name of the company. This is the Dory on Purpose show. We don't gatekeep over here, okay?
So, okay, you're talking about TLC when you and I met. That's right. Something happened. A lot of people start going their own way, moseying on. Me, I love the products. When I was talking about the products, what it did for my knees and what it does for me, I wasn't telling no story. So when everybody just started dispersing, I said, well, I'm just going to keep my little website up and I'm going to keep taking my products. And I still got a few customers. And like you said, something's going on. They coming back in. They was like, come on, Chubb. I said, I'm never left. I'm already here. So whatever y'all got going, just let me know. I'm still drinking my tea every day. I never left. And I love network marketing because it produces relationships.
Right.
That can last a lifetime. People that turn into fam. I got family and friends that I met in network marketing. That's why I love that business.
Absolutely. So you talked about one of your biggest wins. Let's take it the other side around. I know that last year was a rough year for you. Let's go ahead and talk about it. Last year changed your entire life. And for those of you who want to look, you're looking for somebody who's resilient, somebody who remains consistent through crisis. I need you to pay real close attention as she shares how we went after the pandemic coming into 2024. Share your story with you the whole 2024, because before we do that, we're going to do one cuss word here today. Can we go ahead and do it? What did you tell 2024 to do what?
Before 25 came in, I said, 2024, I just want you to know I need you to kiss my ass. I am moving forward. Kiss the whole ass.
The whole year. March. Not just October. We need the whole year just to go ahead and do what she said. Kiss her ass. We said it. That's our curse word. If y'all need to bleep us out if we ever make it to the big time, but we had to say it. We said because that's what it did. So tell us about 2024, Kim.
The whole year did me dirty, and it started in the beginning. Actually, in 2023, towards the end, I lost my dad. I lost a nephew who I raised like a son. But then January 24th, the unthinkable. I lost my oldest son, my firstborn son, who changed my life. Change it again. Lost him to gun violence in Philadelphia.
Can we just put senseless gun violence, because he was an innocent victim. Innocent. He wasn't in the streets. This was a father, a good son, S-U-N, that shined, that was the head of his family. I don't want anybody to think that her son was involved in anything that warrants it. It was random.
That's right. And the Enquirer wrote a story about him, and it's on Instagram, Philly 911 page, that he was an innocent bystander from a 16-year-old trying to kill somebody else's son and killed my son. I was devastated. But by the grace of God, I have another son who's 36, and I have four grandchildren. They have two boys and two girls, my twins. I still have them. So I had to stand up, and I had to be strong. God had to give me some strength. Like the strength he gave me to walk out that door, he had to give me more strength to stand up and still carry on the legacy for my son, because he was also my business partner. So I got things I got to get together for us. And then 6 months after that, would you believe, the devil wasn't finished with me. The complex that I live in had a fire. An entire building burnt down, and I lost everything. And I told the devil, you can do the same thing 2024 is doing, because you're not going to knock me down. I have things to do. I stayed in a hotel for 7 weeks. My insurance company put me in a beautiful night, another bigger, better, beautiful apartment. And the story just goes on. The legacy will be built.
I'm watching it in living color. I'm watching it because we are close. We've developed a really good friendship. I see it every day. Not only, she says she has four grandkids, but she actually is, can I share that she takes care of her two granddaughters, twin granddaughters. She has partial custody of them. So she, every single day, she's in their life. These girls never miss a hair appointment. I see them at the nail salon. They dress like they come out of a boutique. Like, and she does all this while she has to sustain her own energy, because she is determined not only to leave a legacy for her children, and does something, and I want you to talk about this a little bit. We're good for time. She did something that we don't typically do in our community. I want you to talk to them a little bit about your trust fund. Because when she told me she set up a trust, I'm like, Black people don't do that. We got trust funds? I thought we did GoFundMes. We don't do trust funds. Tell me about your trust fund.
And that is why staying in the right circle is very important to me. I met a young lady about 1 year before I lost my son. And she talked to me about the trust fund. She has a beautiful Instagram page. She sets them up and she tells you exactly how to do it. So I was following her and learning about it. And I even mentioned it to my son. I said, I'm gonna get a trust fund together for y'all. Y'all gonna be trust fund babies. He just looked at me, he and his 40, trust fund babies. Yep. And then when I lost him, that fueled me, get the trust fund ready. You get it set up, you can do it yourself, or you can pay somebody to do it, but then you have to fund the trust fund. And that is how you create generational wealth, because what you put in a trust fund, they can never take out, they can never sell. It goes from one generation to the next. Every house I own is owned by my trust. They can't never sell it. It goes down to the twins' grandchildren will inherit what I put in that trust today. And that's another reason why I'm big on multiple streams. Bring it all in, just fund the trust. All the property you own, everything you own. Her model is own nothing but control everything. It goes into the trust fund. It's not hard like we think. We just was never educated on it.
I like that. Say that one more time. Own nothing.
Own nothing and control everything.
What is her name? Can we find her on your Instagram page? Or would you like to come back with her maybe and do a, maybe you could do an affiliate with her and get some people, because we need to learn this kind of stuff.
Oh, yes. I can talk. Her name is Layla. Her Instagram page is, it's a credit page. She started out being credit. Let me look
Well, your show airs on Monday. By the time your show airs, we'll have her information if we don't have it by the end of the show. But I'm going to keep it moving. Let's talk about this fire, Kim. I remember the text message I got that morning said, you're not going to believe this. I literally could not believe that you ran out of that house in your pajamas with your grandbabies in your arms and everything you own, down to your birth certificate, all of your notary information, all of your memories, forget about the things, everything. I need y'all to close your eyes and imagine, turn around, and everything is gone. And the way I've seen you rebuild your life in such a short period of time is nothing short of, it's just amazing. I don't know, and I hope that I do have the fortitude to do what you've done, because I know you have hard days. It's impossible not to, but you can't, you never stop. Like, I know the trust fund inspires you, and if there's anybody out there who needs to understand, you need to be following Kim to see how she moves from day to day. And one thing that I really respect a lot about Kim is she don't let the opinions of other people get in her head. Like, when she make her decision, she go and she have a meeting in her head with her and her about how things gonna get done. And I don't care who you are, what you say. Now, that doesn't mean she's uncoachable, but you ain't gonna make her feel bad about the decisions that she makes, because they always are made with a lot of research, information, it's just amazing. Just watching you, I swear I'm telling you the truth, watching you has been an inspiration to me. It's made me man up, or woman up, as we say. Like, girl, get your behind up out the bed. Kim got up today, you better get up. Cause you understand what I'm saying? And yeah. I want to let you know that. So if you had something to share with a young aspiring female entrepreneur, if you wanted to give her some words of wisdom, what are some things that you would say to her today that you've learned in your 19 years as an entrepreneur?
Never buy the opinion of someone who's not living the lifestyle that you want to live. They are not doing, or have not did, or don't have no intentions on doing what it is that you want to do. How can they guide you? Never buy their opinion, because unfortunately, family will be the first to say what you can't do. Get personal development, get your mindset, tell yourself this is going to happen and make it happen, and put yourself in the right circles. You being in the right circles, you can't go wrong, because you want to be around people that have your best interests at heart. They're willing to teach you. They want to learn from you. That's what a real sister circle is called. And don't buy the opinion of someone who, they have a job, that's what they want to do. And I'm not knocking nobody's job. I have to tell somebody in my family one day, I'm not knocking nobody's job. Somebody got to do it. It's just not for me. Somebody got to deliver the mail. Somebody got to teach the kids. Somebody got to cook the food because I like to go out to dinner. I'm not knocking a job. It's just everything is not for everybody.
Everything is not for everybody. But I wanted to close it on this note, because you and I just embarked on something that's going to take us to a whole nother level. And a lot of people are being slow to catch on, but ain't nothing slow-mo about you or I. Let's talk about this digital space we just jumped in and how we are involved. Tell them a little bit about why you got involved in the Legacy Building Program. And now we've just upgraded to 2.0, and both of us this week will be certified in digital marketing. Tell me why you decided to add that to the list of things you're doing, so that people can understand that they can't afford, especially as a business owner, not to understand what's going on in the digital space.
Okay, first I gotta tell you this. This is how you know when something is for you. We didn't mention this. I joined the digital marketing community with Dory on July the 8th. Now y'all know what I just told y'all, what happened on July 11th. When I got to the hotel, I said, wait a minute, I got something to do, because I had already joined. And when something amazing is about to happen, that's when all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
So what I told 2024 to do, digital marketing, you don't got to do that. You the only one don't got to do it. That's why it happened 3 days later. And I said, oh, no, we're not doing this. I went to insurance company, y'all got to give me an advancement check, because I need to get me a laptop, because I got something to do. I'm in that hotel room and I'm working and I'm getting involved in that digital marketing industry. Everything is going digital now. If it's digital, it's for me. I love the community. I love the people in it, and I love what I'm learning, because I'm ahead of the game. We are ahead of the game. I don't want to get left behind.
Well, I know that you invested $900 when you got involved with me, and I made $900 instantly. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give the true story. You started with the $600 package. Yes. And as soon as you realized what was going on, you were like, oh, heck no. I ain't dealing with three streams of income when I can get four. And immediately you upgraded to $900. So I made $900 instantly. But since you've gotten in, especially the last month, like I saw three $900 customers coming at 100% profit. And one you didn't even know was out there. These are strangers. These are not friends and family. These are people who may have known you in the business world. Like, you don't have to go out there and beg your friends and family to support you. So you invested $900. And I know just in 2025 alone, you've already made $2,700 from your digital marketing business. Like, tell the people why about this 100% profit. Can you confirm for me that this is the real deal?
It's the real deal. I have been in some network marketing companies. I didn't make $2,700 in 2 or 3 years. So to be having 100% commission and not have to chase behind family and friends, because I don't care what you say, you're just not going to get that support. The three people that came in that made that money for me, I'm not going to say I don't know them. They know me from Facebook. One of them, I didn't even know she was in. I had to apologize to her. I had the money in my account. I didn't know where the heck it came from. I had to reach out to her and apologize because she just signed up because they see me posting stuff. And people that know me from Facebook over the years, they know if Kim posted something, she's making some money. And everybody know digital marketing is the future. So they just join. A couple of people, and two of them is grandparents. And that's my goal, is to help 500 grandparents create generational wealth.
Let's do it. We got 4 minutes left. You are known as the Millionaire Me Mom, but your mission and your audience that you primarily target are grandparents, because that is such an important role in your life. And you know me, I got my little bubs here. I'm grandmom too. So tell us a little bit. I know you just started your own store with merchandise for grandparents. Tell us, I want to show some pictures that I have here. This is one of her products. That's her logo, BYOB. And don't talk, it's not bring your own bottle, because we ain't out here drinking and stinking. We out here bossing up. Tell us why you decided to start your own store.
Actually, you know me, another stream of income. And it kind of complements what my vision is, what my goals are. You know, being your own boss, grandparents, building legacy. So be your own boss. People always think it's bring your own bottle. Nope, be your own boss. And that's what I did in 2006. I don't know why it just popped in my head about 3 or 4 months ago. You know, God just put it there. So it's another stream of income bouncing off of Millionaire Me Mom, what I represent. So I just got some t-shirts in there, some coffee mugs, and different sayings of, if you're a grandparent, we're proud. Let everybody know that you are building a legacy. Let everybody know you're your own boss. And parents, I ain't forget about y'all, because if you're a parent, one day you're going to be a grandparent. Get a head start. Come on, let Millionaire Me Mom guide you and show you the way to do it. 19 years experience, I had some ups and some downs and some losses, but from that, I know the way.
I know that's right. I love this picture because she don't play. Like, if you get in her way, you best be ready for the fight. I've seen her. I'm here with her every day. Like, she's one of my good friends. She is fighting for those babies. And I love this. This is her motto. This is what she gets up in the morning for. This is who she is. And just look at that picture. I wouldn't mess with you. I know that's right. She got the big old gloves on. I would not mess with her at all. This picture right here, I love, because this is her motto. And I love the whole, like, together we all get more. She is the legacy wealth builder, building generational wealth, pulling, but she's not doing it by herself. She's pulling, she's giving other grandparents. If you are a grandparent, you need to be reaching out to Kim French. That is Kim Possible French on Facebook. I'm going to put her Facebook information. I'm going to run her information as we move to close out the show. She can be reached on Facebook as Kim Possible French. Again, her company that took her away from the nonsense is Kim, is French Mobile Notary. If you're buying a house, you know, we all talking about supporting each other and all that kind of stuff. Let's support French Mobile Notary, okay? Because she getting to the bag. I love this picture. She getting to the bag. And she's done this not just overnight. She's not an overnight success. She has sustained for 19 years. She is, without a doubt, and y'all need to put it in the chat, she is, without a doubt, the Millionaire Me Mom. I look forward to the day when that seven-figure hits, and I know she's going to come on Facebook and let us have it, because I know it's coming. She's been speaking it. She's been living it. She's been talking about it. So y'all need to go to her link tree. She got everything in there. She didn't mention this. I don't know why she didn't mention this as we come down to our last minute. She also wrote an ebook on how to be a notary. Can we still access that ebook?
Yes.
Is that on your Linktree as well?
Yep, that's in my Linktree. If you are a notary, you can become a notary signing agent. And if you're not a notary, it will teach you that too. Show you, guide you on the way.
You need to go to her Linktree. You need to go to Linktree/Kim French. It's real easy. Kim, we have come to the close of our interview. Boy, this was a good one, baby. This one is for the books. And I thank you so much for agreeing to share your story here on the Dory on Purpose show, where we are highlighting amazing female entrepreneurs all month long in celebration of Women's Herstory Month, as we call it. But I always want to give you the last word as we move to close out the show. What's your last word, sister?
And let me tell you why Women's History Month is so, it means so much to me, because that day in March when I walked out of Jefferson Hospital, I had never heard of Women's History Month. So something in me got me up in March to do it. So March is my second birthday. I call it my entrepreneur birthday. And March is when I walked out. So March means so much to me. It's really March Madness. I didn't even know about, I felt about a lot of these things on my way becoming an entrepreneur. I never even heard of personal development or Women's History Month. So that's why you got to keep your options open. You got to keep your circle open for successful people that can teach you. And sometimes along the way, you're going to lose some friends. You're going to lose some family members. But it's up to you if you want to go up or you want to stay where they at. You got to change. That circle going to change. Whether you want it to or not, it's definitely going to change. Just be open and ready.
All right. Well, you heard it from Miss Kim Possible French, our guest today on the Dory on Purpose show. We certainly thank you for being here today. And we see you, what's today, Thursday? Oh, tomorrow we have a young lady who I met on Instagram. Kim, you got to come back tomorrow. Her name is Sierra Divine. Oh, she's going to put it down. All the women coming this month, strong, baby, strong. So with that being said, y'all stay cool. Y'all stay fun. And like Kim said, go get that money and make sure you send it to your kids and your kids' kids. Love you, sis. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Positively. Let's go.